Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Well, you know, football season is upon us. I laugh because I live near Detroit, and of course the Detroit Lions play a game that looks remotely like football. I guess they won a game finally, but I was kind of hoping they could end the season 0 and something. But college football, of course, is coming back as well. And in fact, University of Michigan will be playing their first game upcoming this Saturday. So some colleges were playing before this, of course, and some colleges, of course, were not. And so the question is, if you were an unemployed football player, well, you're not really unemployed, you're simply not playing the game. But Josh sent me a story out of the LA Times. A USC player filed for unemployment, and he was then suspended. And then, of course, the feds paid him a visit. So Ryan Karchi wrote the story for the LA Times. And this all has to do with the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which was meant to help those unable to work because of the novel coronavirus. So a USC player assumed that he would qualify because he was a receiver on the football team, and he wasn't playing, practicing. He'd spent the previous few months stuck at home, unable to play or practice. And he made income on the side by reselling high-end sneakers, which he sometimes sold for $1,000 a pair. Now, his sneaker sales had slowed during the pandemic and money was tight. So he filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, which in California promised a minimum benefit of $767 per week. And months later, the state accepted his claim and he started getting the money. He planned on investing it in a new apparel brand he was starting with one of his siblings. And in mid-September, as the football season approached, he got suspended by USC. On September 16th, USC's vice president of ethics and professionalism called the player to ask what he knew about unemployment benefits from the Employment Development Department, and this is all according to his mother. 2 days later, he was suspended. When his mother called in search of an explanation, she was told that a complaint had been filed about USC students being approached with a plan to apply for benefits. And she was told that her son's name had come up. The specifics remain unclear, even to the player and his family. Now, the coach has declined to comment on the situation, and the player had been away from the team for a month when, on Tuesday morning, there was a knock on the door at his dormitory, and two federal agents were there. So you don't like that. You're at your dormitory, strangers knock, it's one thing. Federal agents, it's a whole nother level. They question him, and one of the investigators left a business card identifying her as a special agent in the U.S. Department of Labor Office of Inspector General. The card also said she was in the Office of Labor Racketeering and Fraud Investigations. The USC football player was not the only one to whom investigators were interested in speaking. Others were approached in recent days at their dorms or apartments by investigators asking about the player, according to a person affiliated with USC who was not authorized to speak publicly because of the sensitivity of the matter. Now, a video reviewed by the LA Times shows investigators stopping one player on a campus sidewalk. When the player refused to answer questions, an investigator pulled a document from his binder and instructed the player to show up at a listed address on November 4th at 9 a.m. Sounds like that could have been a subpoena. A representative for the U.S. Office of the Inspector General said in an email, "Our office does not confirm or deny investigations." USC said in a statement that it was cooperating with the authorities. "We understand there may be many questions and concerns," the university statement read, "but we are unable to discuss the matter because of our obligation to protect student privacy." Meanwhile, the player is resolute in his belief that he's done nothing wrong. Meanwhile, a lawyer retained by the family told the LA Times on Thursday that the family plans to challenge the suspension at USC. Now, the NCAA does not bar athletes from working, earning income, either from outside businesses or through self-employment, as long as permission is granted and their name, image, or likeness are not to promote said business. NCAA rules do not cover unemployment benefits, and a representative confirmed to the Times that such assistance would not affect an athlete's eligibility. So simply applying for benefits, if you are entitled to them, would not be a problem. Now, the player is not the only college student to file for temporary unemployment benefits under the PUA. College students aren't eligible for normal unemployment insurance, but the new temporary benefits program expanded eligibility to include self-employed people, gig workers, independent contractors, part-time workers, and those with a limited work history. In April, the Department of Labor clarified that full-time students who worked part-time may qualify if they meet certain requirements. A senior fellow at the Century Foundation, a national expert on unemployment insurance, said that many college students have been misinformed about who's actually eligible. You can't just be a student who wasn't working and get PUA, unless you had a job offer, for instance. But with minimal scrutiny at the state level, he explained a lot of college students are getting it, and the wrong message has gotten out there. So it's one of those situations, it sounds like, where somebody said, hey, if you apply for this, you'll get it. People applied for it. They got it. They said, hey, I applied for it and I got it. Well, people also applied for the PPP benefits and got them that shouldn't have gotten them. So it sounds like that might be what's going on here. The state EDD office would not offer any comment on the status or validity of a specific claim, but the arrival of federal agents on USC's campus could suggest that the basis for the investigation goes beyond the legitimacy of a single claim for pandemic unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, investigators have not yet specifically questioned the football player I mentioned at the beginning of the story, although he is suspended on September 18th. The school has not interviewed him either. So his mother is still trying to understand why. I believe the truth will always prevail. He hasn't harmed or hurt anyone, but he's been suspended from the team. It does seem odd that he'd be suspended without anyone talking to him or explaining to him why. We often talk about due process. And due process in this setting might be a little different than due process in a legal setting. But generally speaking, due process is often defined simply as that you are notified of the charges against you and you're given an opportunity to respond to them and to be heard. Okay? So if somebody punishes you, you get suspended, for instance, you get kicked off the team, you get kicked out of school, whatever it might be that they've done to you, it seems that as a minimum, you would be entitled to at least be able to sit down with somebody, have them explain to you what they think you did wrong, and give you the opportunity to respond to the allegations. That seems to me like that'd be reasonable. But the bigger question is, if you were a football player and you simply were not playing and you applied for unemployment benefits and got them, what was the basis of your claim? What was the basis of your claims? So I don't know if this thing where he's flipping the tennis shoes is a gig job or not. I don't know. I have not looked at the definitions here. But the bigger question here, of course, is what are the feds doing there? What are the feds doing there? And that could be based on that some of the money may have been backed by the feds. The feds may have given the state some money and said, you know, use this to prop up your program. Or they might be looking instead at some kind of organized thing. If several people did this and they think it's a pattern that could indicate a conspiracy or an organization of some sort, that'll often get federal attention as well. So we don't know yet. We don't know yet. And the football player himself doesn't know yet, which is kind of crazy. So that's the story from the LA Times. Ryan Karchi wrote it. Josh sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.